Ladies and gentlemen, good morning or good afternoon, depending where you are attending from. Welcome to the SHL Telemedicine Q3 2014 results conference call. I'm Moira, the conference call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Mr. Erik Ahlroy, Co-CEO of SHL Telemedicine. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, Moira. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I will apologize for my voice as I have a bit of a flu, so I hope that everybody can hear me well. I'm here, like always, with my colleague, Mr. Antebi, our CFO, to discuss the financial results of the third quarter. I'll also go into some details into our global expansion, into our global expansion plan, particularly with respect to the U.S. market. Of course, at the end, we'll answer any question you may have. First, we are pleased to report another strong quarter as we continue to progress in our expansion initiative. If you move, please, to slide number five, you can see that several factors today are converging to create higher global demand for our services, higher than ever before. There are many indications that this trend will continue. The aggregated telehealth and mobile health market are estimated to be around $7.5 billion in 2014. If you move, please, to slide 16, slide six. You see our telemedicine solution consists, first of all, the world only personal hospital-grade ECG, as well as our global telemedicine call center. We believe that this unique platform, which can provide actually life-changing services and solutions to patients, especially patients who are suffering from heart problems across the world. It is unmatched by any other player in the telehealth market. We have, as some of you know, we have tremendous experience in providing telemedicine services, and today we are handling over 100,000 telemedicine interactions per month through our specialized global telemedicine center, which is 24/7 open. If you move, please, to slide number seven, you can see that according to the industry forecast, the global telehealth market is expected to grow significantly. Expected to grow significantly and in line with the required changes in the healthcare system. As I mentioned earlier, we believe that SHL made very good progress in creating a platform which will enable us to benefit from this global explosion and in the demand of telehealth products. If you move, please, to slide nine. I will go now to the business review section. I'll start with Israel. We continue, of course, to service our existing customer base in Israel, and the Israeli business generates recurring revenue. As some of you are aware, SHL in Israel is a very well-known brand, maybe one of the strongest brands in the Israeli market. Our business activity there serves as an excellent knowledge base for the company as well, and not less important, is a reliable source of cash. Well, the Israeli business is a mature business, so we have limited growth, but it continues to offer consistent revenue stream and strong financial performance. If you move, please, to slide number nine, we move to Germany. Our operation in Germany, this 9 months, almost tripled the revenue, already contributing 40% of the total revenue, and that's in the first 9 months. This is up from 21% from last year. We continue to strengthen our position as a leader in the provision of telemedicine services in Germany, and we are pleased with our progress. We are very pleased with our progress in the German market. Move to the next slide, please, to Asia Pacific. At Asia Pacific, in India, we continuously are working with our partnering hospital, with the hospital that we have agreement, to set in motion the sales of our services as a part of the hospital digital processes. And it's moving. A bit of delay there, but it's moving well. In Japan, our platform is already being used by 20 major clinics, including both physician and their patients, and we are expecting more to follow. In China, we are in early stages of evaluating opportunities, as we announced in the previous quarter or the quarter before. And our smarter device was approved by the CFDA in May this year. If we move to slide number 13, explanation again about the smart art. The smart art transform actually your smartphone or tablet to an ECG device. It is the first and only mobile hospital grade 12-lead ECG for personal use. It enables actually both customers and medical professionals to perform a full ECG in exactly the same quality of any ECG you do in a clinic within around 30 seconds, without any need of any medical knowledge or assistance. Just I know that some people are not aware that a normal ECG in a clinic will take about 5 minutes to perform. And with SmartArt, we do it in 30, and usually you also put some gels and tabs, sticky tabs. With the SmartArt, it's much faster device, about 30 seconds, and with no gels and no sticky tabs, and you have your ECG. If you move to slide 14, you can see that the way the SmartArt platform works, it is a global cloud-based platform which allowing any user around the globe to perform a full hospital grade ECG within seconds and to receive a digital response through the SmartArt app, providing the user guidance on the preferred course of action. Another very important feature of that is the feedback service that actually can provide the feedback we can provide in any language. A customer can be in China or in Japan and get on his smartphone the feedback on his ECG in his own language. And you can see in slide 15, you can see actually a bit more detail how the different responses will come as received by the app. If you move to slide 17, please. A bit about the U.S. market. Over the past year, we have invested a lot of effort in preparing for the entry into the U.S. market, and we talked about it in the past. Now there is a perfect storm of issues arising for the U.S. market that make telehealth nearly essential in order to maintain high quality of care without drastically increasing the financial burden more than it's already happening in today's market. The attractiveness of the market is quite clear. You know, there are around 700,000 heart attacks a year and about 50 million Americans diagnosed with CHD. And the most recent change, an important change, is the emergence of affordable mobile health technologies. This seems to be a tipping point at this point that we are starting to see customer adoption of personalized devices. We believe that the demand of telehealth services is likely to reshape service model in the industry. If we move to slide 18, in the U.S. we are already ready to sell our products and services. The smarter technology is already being used by for professionals and private people across the country. And these people and professionals help us actually to define and fine-tune our offering. Our U.S. commercial offering will initially be targeted toward healthcare professionals and consumers. Our offering to consumers is that basically is that we can save lives and give them peace of mind. and we are confident of the value of this service to the consumer, has been actually evidenced over the years by hundreds of thousands of users in Israel. If we're returning actually to the professional service market, you probably know that most doctors, especially primary care physicians, typically do not know how to perform ECG. The smart heart allows them to perform ECG and using an app, get a reading and diagnosis from our global telemedicine center anywhere at any time. This test is reimbursable and allowing them to bill for the service. It is important also to note that when professionals adopt such a new technology, it also provides credibility to the product and, of course, assists in the sales to individuals. We expect the pricing of the smarter to be and to be different between, of course, the personal and professional, but I will just give you the general pricing will be up to $1,000 for the device, and the services will be up to $60. Of course, it will be lower to the personal, and the devices is different packages, but it will be up to $60 a month. If you move, please, to slide 18. Sorry for that. When we are reviewing the channel, excuse me again. When reviewing the marketing channels and associated challenges, first, we carefully evaluate the U.S. consumer market and determine that direct-to-consumer approach will work best to generate the broadest awareness. Initially, we intend to use various channels, but mainly digital marketing, in order to break into the market. We've gone through lengthy research and testing phase. And by the way, you can see on slide 19, you can have a taste of some of our digital campaign that will go on online shortly. And we are confident that the market response will be positive and expect initial sales already in the first quarter of 2015. When we are looking at the professional side of the market, we are targeting mainly primary care physicians, but also we're targeting pharmacy chains, ambulances, clinics, senior citizens' houses, and more. While the physician office, for the physician, it's an obvious target. Our research has shown that other locations, such as pharmacy chains, have also proven to be great customer opportunity. For example, you probably know that pharmacies today have a walk-in clinic, which carry out various tests within the pharmacy, and they are looking for ways to broaden their service offering. The smarter platform provides such new opportunity, and actually, I'm pleased to say that we are in advanced negotiation with various large distribution partners for the professional market, and we believe that in the next 3 months we'll sign an agreement with one or more such distributors. The market conditions are right for the entry into the U.S. market. We have a great product and service offering and the right value proposition at the right time. For this reason, we expect the U.S. market to be a significant driver for the SHL growth. Due to the significant potential of the U.S. market, we will continue to invest in this opportunity, but this investment would not harm the overall profitability of SHL next year. If you move to slide 20, you can see all the smart heart users around the world who are benefiting from the better care and quality of life of this service. We are very excited about the global trend toward telemedicine. We believe that with our platform, we are extremely well positioned to execute a very exciting business opportunity. Well, this slide actually brings me to the end of my part, and I will now pass the call to Mr. Antebi that will go through, will take you through the financial results.
Thank you, Erez, and hello, everybody. As Erez has mentioned, the third quarter and 9 months have been much improved year over year, even as we have increased our investments in our global expansion efforts. Revenues for the quarter reached $10 million compared to $7.4 million in the third quarter of 2013, which represents a 35% increase year over year. Revenues from our German business almost tripled and reached $4 million, up from $1.4 million in the third quarter of 2013, with revenues from our Israeli business remaining stable at $6 million. With this growth, we've seen improved gross margins, which have gone up to 56% from 54% in the third quarter of 2013. The EBITDA for the quarter, again, more than doubled quarter over quarter and reached $1.7 million, which is already 17% of revenues. This compared to an EBITDA of $700,000 or 9.5% of revenues in the third quarter of 2013. Correspondingly, of course, our operating profit for the quarter was up as well and amounted to $200,000 compared to an operating loss of $600,000 in the third quarter of 2013. Net income for the quarter was $300,000 or 2 cents a share compared to a net loss of $1.2 million in the third quarter, in the corresponding quarter in 2013. For the nine-month period, we have seen, again, our revenue grow by 41%, mainly from our German business, as we've said, with EBITDA reaching $5.3 million, again, 17% of revenues. And this is compared to an adjusted EBITDA of $900,000 in 2013, which is excluding a one-time item which lowered the general administrative expenses in the 9 months of 2013. Cash flow for the quarter improved as well, with cash generated from operations of $100,000 as compared to a negative operating cash flow in the preceding quarter and in the third quarter of 2013. So overall, we've seen considerable improvement in all parameters, even though we have invested significantly more this year in our expansion efforts. If we go to slide 29, and we go to the outlook, due to the solid performance in Germany and Israel, we have increased our guidance for the year with year-over-year revenue growth of over 35%. And looking ahead, we will continue to invest in our global initiatives as we believe there are significant opportunities for us in these international markets, which we're well-positioned to take advantage of in the near future. With the continued expected growth in Germany and our global expansion, especially in the U.S., we expect revenues from international markets to reach 60% by 2016.
Thank you, Ran. At this point, we'll be happy to answer questions if you may have.
The first question is from Ms. Carla Benziger from Bank von Tobel. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have several questions. First, on Germany. Can you disclose to us how much Almeida contributed to growth in the third quarter? And a second question is about India. So how is the progress there? Are you already generating revenues, or what is the situation there? And the third one is on the U.S. strategy. So you said the service will be reimbursed. Can you disclose how this should work? So I guess the reimbursement is for the whole treatment, and how much of this goes to the doctor at the end? Yeah, that's it for the moment.
Okay. I hope I remember all the things. First, I'll start with the U.S., with the last one. With for the U.S., for at the professional side, at the primary physician point of view, if he perform ECG, he can get reimbursed for the test. It's around $20. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But per test, not for the device, not for, of course, for the test. And out of that, he will have, of course, if he wants the reading done by our global center, he'll have to pay a fee for that. So it depends how many tests he's doing. If he's doing 50 tests a month, or 20 tests a month, or 100 tests a month. So there are different packages, but the reimbursement per ECG is about around $20 between the states. This is for that was the question regarding the U.S. As for India, it's a negligible revenue already, but there was the progress there is a bit slower. But our idea, our strategy there is to make or to have the sales done within the processes of the hospital, of the major hospitals. And when to be part of the process of the discharge processes, once it will be done correctly, then this is where the opportunity, because we did not want to hire hundreds of salespeople in India. So therefore, since we have our global platform there, the idea was to do it through the hospital chain. So it's to go through all the processes with the different staff and employees, it takes a bit longer. But we see progress. Revenues are not, we did not expect anything significant this year, but it's not significant. And then we are sure it will improve next year. And for the third one was related to
German revenue. Yeah. I would say that overall we can our growth has been around 1/3 organic and the remainder is related to Almeida. We've said at the beginning of the year, when we acquired Almeida, that we expected to contribute between $7 to $10 million. So that, it equates to anywhere between 5 and 7 for the 9 months. So basically we're talking about 1/3 organically and 2/3 related to Almeida.
Okay.
I would add one more thing. I think I did not mention that, just to make sure. As to the U.S., back to the U.S. again. The personal service is not planned to be reimbursed. It's an out-of-pocket service. If I was not clear on that.
No, okay, that's clear. Related to Germany, then, a follow-up question. Can you comment a bit how the situation related to AOK is? Has this eased now, and are doctors prescribing it? Because I think underlying growth in Germany must have increased as well, right?
The healthcare situation is stable around this year. They did not yet concluded the problem, as you know, probably from, you can read it. So basically, it's the same stable. There is a certain recruiting progress that is there. It's been almost the same in the last, almost every month in the last year, and it stays the same. So,
okay, but where is then? So do you see an increase in organic growth in Germany then, or not? Because I estimate that...
Going to the future? You're talking about in the future?
Now. Because I think I calculate that you must have grown about almost 60% organically in Germany in Q3. And I had the impression that in the quarters before it was rather in the 20% range. Is that not correct?
Well, there is no change in the trend. As Elders mentioned, recruitment is pretty much the same, and growth as well.
Okay.
The next question is from Mr. Stefan Frischknecht from Schroders. Please go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. I also have a question regarding the strategy for the U.S. entry, and I'm not sure whether I understood correctly. At the moment, you're going to offer that in a similar offering as you are offering in Israel, i.e. direct to the consumer, taking advantage of the Internet as an advertising base. Is the healthcare professional, I'm talking about third-party healthcare professional, the ones you employ, entering into the equation anywhere? That's my first question. And the second question is the service you started in Japan, if you could remind me of the nature of the service that you are performing there.
Okay, so thanks. First, the service in the U.S. or in the Japan in the future or in other markets are not exactly the same as in Israel. It is based on in the U.S., in a smarter device using the Global Telemedicine Center. And without, and the feedback is automatic feedback. It's a cloud-based technology, and the person is actually getting on his mobile phone the feedback on his preferred course of action. And like in Israel, when he can talk with the call center, etc. That's just a bit of a difference. It is direct to consumer, but in Israel we operate with direct sales force who actually meeting the people. There we it's not our intention. And actually, when we look at the U.S., all in the all investment in the operational platform is there. We have of course the all the medical operation that is already been invested, all the chains of prescribing physicians, the distribution not from sales point of view but from a supplying point of view, everything that is needed is there. Now the next investment is actually in generating sales, which is planned to be initially through the digital channel, while at this time we are optimizing the process there to make sure that, cost per lead, etc. This is for the consumer market. As for the professional market is a different market, different way to approach them. We plan to do it with distribution partners, and we are very close to finalizing a very important agreement with one or two in the next 2 to 3 months. Yeah. Did I answer all those?
That answers what? The USA. Thank you.
Sorry, sorry. It was one related to Japan. Japan, first of all, is in the initial testing period. It's the nature of the service to the professional is the same idea. By the way, it's still done through this testing period where there is used by already 20 important clinics. In Japan, everything is very meticulous testing, and they are transmitting to the center and getting to their tablet or to the smartphone the diagnosis from our global center, and that the model basically is the same. It's buying a device and paying for the diagnosis or the feedback service, which is done in Japanese.
Yes, so there. The diagnosis is not performed by your organization, but by clinics in Japan.
Sorry, could you repeat?
In Japan, the analytics is not performed by you, but by the clinics that are situated in Japan.
No, it's done by the Global Telemedicine Center, which is... It's done. It's not the analytics is not done in Japan. It's done by
you.
And they are getting to the clinic immediately. Within seconds, they are getting the response because it's not with a verbal conversation. It's done from our global center directly to the tablet.
Yes.
or through the smartphone.
But
did I answer?
The patient will be able to talk to a Japanese clinic and not call into your call center.
He's not calling at all. He's transmitting just a device from the smart that is transmitting the ECG.
Yep.
And he's getting, you actually can see it on, one second, on slide 15, of course, that's in English. You can see on his, an example how this kind of certain answers and diagnosis he gets from to his mobile phone, plus the full ECG, which you cannot see it in on this picture, which he can transfer. He can, if he has to share it with his physician, he can forward that, forward the ECG immediately to his physician. But he's not in personal contact with our staff in the telemedicine center from verbal point of view.
Yes. But the U.S. patient could call the center.
No.
That's where it is.
Same. The same. It's done digitally.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Stefan.
The next question is from Mr. Dominik Felsch from Finanz und Wirtschaft. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I'd like just to follow up again on this question about Japan, because I know the Japanese market quite well, and I'm a bit wondering, you know, does that really work in Japan? You know, I mean, or do you actually tell people that the core of your business, you know, is in Tel Aviv, you know, and the Japanese patient then, I mean, does he not really rather want to have this core competence in Japan rather than in Israel, or doesn't he learn about that fact at all?
That part from a marketing point of view might be something that we will evaluate a bit later, but the basic analogy will be the same. If it will be, we'll have to open another office in Japan if it will be needed, of course we could do it. But the heart of the service will be in Europe or in Israel. The ECG is done from that point of view to a cloud and he gets it on his smartphone. The heart of the business, we do not think that that's crucially important. If you want to forward the ECG to his clinics, which probably a lot of them will do, especially initially, that part will be there. But I don't think that for the patient, he cares where the ECG is done before he forward that to his physician or to his clinic. But that's part of the thing that, of course, the Japanese market is very delicate. We work with professionals there. And we'll see how, at least from a technical point of view, I could say that we had hundreds of transmissions from a Japanese clinic. The clinics and the doctors are satisfied from the ECG results and from the professional results. But going to the market, going to the commercial side, we're still not there.
Okay.
The next question is from Peter Stenz from Swisscanto. Please go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Two questions from my side. Both of them also related to the introduction of the smart heart to the U.S. First question. Let's assume I'm a U.S. patient and I'm buying your smart heart device out of my pocket, paying up to $1,000, and then I'm also subscribing to the monthly service of up to $60. That's on slide 17 of the presentation. What kind of service do I get for this $60 payment, monthly payment? That's the first question. And the second question, how do you how do you see the competitive situation in the U.S.? For me, it seems that you are late in entering the market. There is another Swiss or Israeli company, LifeWatch, who is already present, and I believe with similar products and devices.
Well, I start with the end. First of all, we are the only company in the world that have the ability to do full 12 ECG via telephone for personal use. And the difference between full 12 ECG and a part of the ECG, 1-lead, 3-lead, 5-lead, is dramatic from a professional or from a medical point of view. It's the ability to diagnose a heart attack or not. It's the ability to diagnose a heart attack or not. There's no, it's a black and white thing. It's not what I say. It's very easy to check. There's no company in the world today that have this ability. We are the only one with this ability for personal use, and of course, the only one that have the ability to do it through this platform, etc. But even from just the ECG point of view, so we are not that late. There are companies in the world, in the U.S., that are doing one-lead ECG. It's not just the LifeWatch, you have a LifeCore, and you have many others. One-lead ECG is not a new technology. It's usually done for arrhythmia. Some of you remember we had a company in the past that had the one-lead ECG arrhythmia detection company, so we know the market quite well from that point of view. So from a competitive advantage, from a technological point of view, we are dramatically superior. As for what the customer, what's the value proposition, why customers would pay us money? First of all, for a consumer, you would not pay $60. It would not reveal the price, but it would be dramatically less. But let's assume that even in Israel, they pay about $50 a month. It would be less. The customer has the ability, whenever he feels bad or he thinks that he feels bad, to check himself and to get an immediate response of the situation and what the course of action to do. This value proposition, which we have offered for quite some time, and we tested it also in the U.S., make that this message can be perceived well. We believe that this value, people are willing to pay money for that. Because we, not that we are saying that we might save life one day, maybe it will work. We showed it on hundreds of thousands of people. Our results in life-saving situation in case of heart attack or our customers within the year, their chances to survive a heart attack is almost double than a normal person. It's their chances to reduce the damage to the heart muscle, the increase in their peace of mind, and the life and the quality of life for them or the family. These are the reasons why some consumers are willing to pay out of pocket money to buy the services.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody. It's the more. Let's say, risk-averse person is more willing to pay more money. You have people that are, as in actual denial, had two heart attacks and are sure that everything is okay and nothing will happen for them. We know these kind of people as well. But there are people that had a heart attack, usually. Many people of them are extremely... Anxious and have... some anxiety for either them or their family member, wife or kids, and for this ability to reduce the anxiety or to increase peace of mind and to increase the chances to survive, people are willing to pay money.
Mm-hmm.
How many will respond for that? Time will tell, of course. But it's not the first time we offer this. We offered it for years, but as for the U.S., we never did it. But we believe that we did all the testing and the understanding of the market in order to go to the market with a more complete offering. And also, I have to say, and this is the difference between things that in today's market, the accessibility of technology that are embedded in a mobile with mobile technology is much, much better than any time in the past. So it was a long answer.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Maybe an add-on question on that. Did you evaluate other pricing models? So let's say, for example, to lease the smart heart device for a very small amount of money, and on the other side, the monthly service pricing a little bit higher.
By the way, of course, I did not. That's why I did not put the prices I put here was up to, and we have different packages. But it just there are things not really clear. Okay, so you're absolutely right in that. We have different models and packages.
Okay, thank you very much for answering my questions.
You're welcome.
There are no more questions at this time.
Thank you very much, everybody, for your time, and we'll meet again in the next conference. Thank you very much. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing Chorus Call, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.